We're going to continue on what we talked about, but I, you know, and the Lord started adding more to it. You know, Pastor was correct when he said there was more for me to share. There was absolutely more. And the Lord has been ministering to me a lot. And it's interesting how that happens. You stay in the Word, He'll continue to minister to you. Praise the Lord. I say, you stay in the Word, what will happen? All right. So I think we got it. So today we're going to talk about communing with the Holy Spirit. See, you can tell that I'm not used to preaching at this time. Everything I do is in the afternoon, so that's why I keep saying tonight. But today. All right, awesome. So we're going to, it's communing with the Holy Spirit, part two. What is the title? Amen. You know, as Pastor reached out to me to teach, you know, the Lord started ministering a lot to me. And I began to realize that the mysteries of heaven can only be revealed by God, praise the Lord. And they can only also be revealed by the Spirit of God, which is known as the Holy Spirit. The life that we must live, it has to be a life that is pleasing to God. And for us to live that life effectively, we have to live that life in line with what God has said concerning. Praise the Lord. So that leads us to ask this question. Why is it important to have communion with that Spirit? That's the question we need to ask ourselves today. Because the purpose of being alive is so, it's an opportunity. Like the Bible says that life is a gift, right? And that gift was given to us by God, right? So we can live that life effectively and so that we can arrive at our expected end. Praise the Lord. Amen. So now, but we know that Spirit was given to us, it was designated by God to do something that only that Spirit can do, praise the Lord. There is no substitute for that Spirit. That Spirit has an assignment, that Spirit has a plan, and that Spirit has a work to fulfill, praise the Lord. But I want to outline a few things that we spoke about before that Spirit does. If you read the Bible, it talks about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. It talks about, you know, the work of the Spirit. But I want to point out a few things that Spirit does. The reason why it's important to commune with this Spirit is because this Spirit teaches us to know our state. It teaches us to know God and also teaches us that we need God. It teaches us to know Jesus. It teaches us to accept salvation. It teaches us to accept the new heart that we have received in Christ Jesus, as well as the new man that we have become, created in God's image. In addition to that, this was what we discussed on Thursday. In addition to that, that Holy Spirit, it helps you to walk in the will of God. Praise the Lord. That Spirit helps you understand why you are created in God's image. That Spirit also helps you understand why you are seated in the heavenly places. Isn't that what the Bible says? The Bible says that we're seated what? At the right hand of who? Praise the Lord. That's what that Spirit helps us to understand. But that Spirit also helps you understand your position in Christ and the power that lies within you through Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. But before we go any further, I want to make this clear to you. And we'll read it in the Word. Let's go to Acts 4, verse 12, Amplified. Acts 4, 12, Amplified. Let's read together. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among people by which we must be saved. For God has provided the world no alternative for salvation. Praise the Lord. So we rest our case. If you're wrestling with the fact that there's a way by which you can be saved, there is none. Praise the Lord. You can only be saved through who? Through Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. And Jesus said it himself. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one gets to meet my Father except they go through who? Through me. Praise the Lord. Now, we can ask ourselves another question. Why do we struggle to commune with the Holy Spirit? Why do we struggle to commune with the Holy Spirit? And the main problem is lack of knowledge. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What is it? Lack of knowledge, which means that not having the necessary information to know that you need that Spirit, to know that that Spirit was given to you by Jesus, it was announced by Jesus, and to know the power, the ministry of that Spirit, and the work that is supposed to fulfill in your life. When you know something is good for you, you do it, praise the Lord. But when you don't know, you ignore it. So that's why it comes down to knowledge. Knowing the Word of God, knowing that Word will help you to build self-concept, praise the Lord. What we mean by that self-concept is knowing who you are. Praise the Lord. That's what that Spirit does. It teaches you about your position in Christ. Isn't that what we said? Right? But also gives you self-concept, knowing who you are. And if you don't know these things, you will draw a blank. Why? Because the Bible says that you will know the truth. And what does the truth does to you? It sets you free. And this is the same freedom that Pastor was talking about in the presence of God. Praise the Lord. Now let's go to 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, Amplified. It says, all scripture is what? God breathed, given by what? Divine inspiration. And what is this there for? Instruction, conviction of sin, for correction of error, in restoration, obedience, for training in what? In righteousness, learning to live in conformity to God's will, both what? Publicly and privately, behaving honorably with personal integrity and moral courage. That's what scriptures was given to us. Because the Bible says the beginning was the Word, right? The Word was God, right? But it says these words, they are also what? Spirit and what? And life. So when you eat this word, when you fellowship with this word, when you study this word, then you begin to build the capacity to understand that this word is true. Praise the Lord. And I need this word desperately. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we talked about self-concept. And I want to take us to Genesis 1:26, Amplified. Genesis 1:26. Of all the things you learned today, I want you to remember this verse. To remember this verse. That's what the church struggle with. Which is not being able to identify ourselves and know where we truly come from. Praise the Lord. This is who God says that you are. Praise the Lord. And let's read this. It says, then God says, let us who? Father, Son, Holy Spirit, make men in our image according to our likeness. Not physical, but a spiritual personality and moral likeness, and let them have complete authority, which means complete dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, and over the entire earth, and over everything that creeps and crawls on the earth. You need to know that you are created in God's image. Praise the Lord. Everything that you are, it's all because you were created in whose image? God's image. So which means that when you align yourself with this truth, then you begin to know that, you know what? You begin to understand your self-worth. Praise the Lord. You begin to understand what? Your self-worth. And by knowing this truth, it allows you to now see all the great things that God has done for us in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Because if you don't have this understanding that you're created in God's image, then you won't be able to relate with him. When he says that, I've made you, an overcomer, you won't know that, praise the Lord. Because you don't know that in you is the image of Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we do struggle with this, you know what, low self-esteem. I'm here to tell you that communing with the Holy Spirit can fix any low self-esteem. Praise the Lord. Because that Spirit is there to testify about the work of Christ. That Spirit is there to remind you that you were created in whose image? God's image. So what that Spirit is doing is uprooting any lies, anything that's contrary to the Word of God. Now, what that Spirit brings about, the truth, because that truth will surely what? Set us free. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it is critical that you study this verse, you dwell on it, because if you do not know who you are, you cannot operate in the fullness of your God-given capacity. Praise the Lord. You need to know who God made you to be, because once you realize who you are in Christ, that's when life really starts. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you know who you are in Christ, that's when life starts. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because what happened is that you begin to walk in God's purpose, and now you're able to enter His rest. Praise the Lord. Where you stop walking, right? And now you allow the Spirit of God to lead you, praise the Lord, into that righteousness. Praise the Lord. Amen. And what happened is that also, in addition to this, is that you begin to now have an agenda. Praise the Lord. You begin to have what? An agenda. The Holy Spirit has an agenda. Praise the Lord. And anyone that is communing with that Spirit will also have what? An agenda. And what is the agenda of the Holy Spirit? The agenda of the Holy Spirit is to do what pleases the Father, to do what pleases the Son, and including that Spirit. Praise the Lord. That Spirit is there to lead us to do what pleases God. And if you ever wonder why some people are so engaged in the affairs of God, right? Don't you see that? Right? They're so engaged. They're so in tune. The things of God, they care for. The things of God, they're engaged in. The things of God, they want to be a part of. The reason why is because these people, they have remained still. Praise the Lord. They have remained what? Still. And allowed the Holy Spirit to perform its work. Praise the Lord. If you're all over the place, you cannot commune with the Spirit. Praise the Lord. If you're all over the place, you cannot what? Commune with the Spirit. Praise the Lord. You have to be still, and you have to let that Spirit teach you, because that Spirit is also called what? A teacher. Praise the Lord. You have to remain under the counsel of that Spirit so you can receive the necessary instruction so you can live this life accordingly. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that standing still, it's called faithfulness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Standing still to be guided by the Spirit is called what? Faithfulness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you know anything about walking with God, you'll know that God responds to faith, but also God rewards faithfulness. Praise the Lord. God responds to what? Faith. And what else? What does He reward? Faithfulness, which means the steady going with that Spirit, being led by that Spirit, praise the Lord, staying on course with that Spirit, following the agenda of that Spirit, right? Because the Bible says two cannot work together except they are what? In agreement, which means that Spirit says right, you go right. That Spirit says left, you go left. Complete unity, praise the Lord. That's what it means. But now, how does faith come? Faith comes by what? Hearing what? By the Word of God. But there's two key things that we said on Thursday that we must do in order to commune with that Spirit. We must be able to listen. Praise the Lord. Say listen. And we must also be silent. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you have to be silent. Listen to what the Spirit is saying. Be silent so you can ask, you know what, so you can understand what that Spirit is saying, so that you can do what that Spirit is saying. Praise the Lord. If I'm giving you instruction in the midst of commotion, then you're bound to not receive the full instruction. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. because there's chaos. Praise the Lord. But if you give your attention to that spirit, you give your time to that spirit, that's part of faithfulness also. Which means that when you see Bro Steve come up here and says, come to Bible study, come to Sunday school, all of this is part of what? Faithfulness. Praise the Lord. All of it is part of what? Faithfulness. Because you're coming into the presence of God to be taught by His Spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. But now let's see why, you know what, Jesus gave us the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Let's see why. Let's go to John 16:7. John 16:7. John 16:7. Let's read together. It says, but I tell you the truth. It is what? To our advantage that Jesus go, right? For if what? I do not go away, the helper, the comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, keep going, strengthener, standby, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him who? The Holy Spirit to you to be in close fellowship with you. To be in close fellowship, meaning that we're walking together in agreement. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that's why that Spirit came about. Praise the Lord. Because we need to understand that if God gave us Jesus, and Jesus now promised the Holy Spirit, we know that God gave us Jesus because He loved us, right? So now, isn't Jesus part of this equation as well too, right? Isn't Jesus the object of God's love, right? So which means that if He's promising that Holy Spirit, we cannot do without the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The path to salvation starts with you acknowledging Christ as your Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord. And anything that Trinity recommends for us, we need. Praise the Lord. Anything that Trinity recommends for mankind, mankind needs. Praise the Lord. Because that's that same meeting of the mind that says, let us create men in what? In our image. So that means they know exactly what we need. Praise the Lord. Amen. But all in addition to what we just read, let's go to Acts 1:8. Acts 1:8. Acts 1:8. And let's read together. What does it say? But you will receive what? Power and ability when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be my witness to tell people, both in Jerusalem and all Judea, Samaria, even to the end. You see, when you accept the ministry of the Spirit, when you accept that Spirit, when you commune with that Spirit, what do you receive? Power, praise the Lord. As you go further, you understand why you have received this power, praise the Lord. It's not only because, you know what, God loves you. No, there's specific reason as to why you receive this power. Praise the Lord. Amen. But now that we know that, you know what, receiving the Spirit brings about power. Praise the Lord. Now let's see who God said that Spirit is and its work, the work that it's supposed to perform. Let's go to John 14:26. John 14:26. John 14:26, please. This is what God says the Holy Spirit. It says, but the helper, what? Comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, my place to represent. Keep going. Me. And act on whose behalf? On my behalf. He will teach you about what? All things. And He will help you remember everything that I've told you. That's why we said in the beginning that, you know what, the communion with that Spirit, it'll bring about to you the reality of salvation. It will help you to understand your state. It will help you understand why you sit in the heavenly places with God. It will help you understand who you are in Christ, created in God's image. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because we're not just mere creatures, right? We just pop out of nowhere, and we're populating earth, and then we leave. No, there's a place where we come from. Praise the Lord. That's why we talked about self-concept, knowing who you are, knowing where you came from. Identifying with your, you know what, with your natural culture, where you're from geographically, different parts of the world, it's okay. But the culture that the Christian should identify with is the culture of Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because if anyone is in Christ, they are what? New creature. All things have what? Passed away, and you have become what? New. That's what you need to identify with. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So now that we know all this information, we now see and understand the reason why we need to commune with the Spirit. Because as you listen to the Spirit, that's when counseling comes from. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wherever there is counseling, what did we say on Thursday? There's what? Safety. Praise the Lord. Wherever there's counseling, there's what? Safety. God did not create us so we can be, you know what, subject to the devil's, you know what, beating and all that stuff, all matter of like, you know what, whatever he can attack us with, that's not why he created us. Praise the Lord. He created us here to reign on earth. Praise the Lord. He created us to do what? To reign on earth. Praise the Lord. That's why that Spirit teaches you about your position in Christ, so you can reign here. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I touched up on something earlier that is very critical. We all know about the story of Samuel, right? Right? Praise the Lord. Are you awake? Amen. So we know about the story of Samuel. Samuel was called several times. Praise the Lord. Right? But there's one key thing as I read this passage that I noticed. Let's go to 1 Samuel 1:3. 1 Samuel 1:3, verse 1. And then after that, verse 10 and 11. Is this verse 1? 1 Samuel 3, verse 1. It says, now the boy Samuel was attending to the service of the Lord under the supervision of Eli. You see that? You see that? It says, the boy Samuel was doing what? Attending to the service of the Lord under the supervision of Eli. The word of what? The Lord was rare. We're going to stop there, but I just want you to see that part. That Samuel was in the presence of God. Praise the Lord. We know what happened. Samuel was called, right? Samuel was what? Called. You see, when you commune with that Spirit, when you are in the presence of God, that's where, you know what, you can grow effectively. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why you need to be faithful in the coming here, to be taught, right, to be led, to receive counsel. If God has placed you here, be committed here. Because that's where you will grow. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No student skips class for a whole semester and then expect a good grade at the end. Praise the Lord. That professor requires you to be faithful. You come to class, they see your effort, they see your commitment. Praise the Lord. Right? They can even make you in charge of the one to keep attendance. Why? Because they're rewarding your faithfulness. Praise the Lord. But by being faithful, you now also gain what? Knowledge. You don't need to tap your neighbor and say, you know what's in the exam? Because you came, you were taught, you were present, and now you can stand tall. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now let's go to verse 10. In that same chapter, verse 10. It says, then the Lord came and stood and called at, you know, as at the previous times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for your servant is listening. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you know what happened there? Samuel identified the voice of God. Praise the Lord. Under whose leadership? Under the leadership of who? Eli. Anything that the pastor will teach you, you have to come here and be present. And you have to dedicate your time to listening. Praise the Lord. Because all that they are doing, they are training you. Praise the Lord. So you can identify the voice of the stranger and also identify the voice of that Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's what happens. That's the whole purpose. So you can identify the voice of God. Praise the Lord. But what happened to Samuel? He became what? Useful. He became useful to God. Praise the Lord. God was able to use them mightily. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Why? Because God responds to faith, but he also rewards what? Faithfulness. Praise the Lord. Amen. So for anyone who wants to experience the move of God in their life, you must fellowship with that spirit. There is no other alternative. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So this cry, this burning desire to teach you about the Holy Spirit is because Pastor said it in December. He says that we are in what? In the new dispensation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We know that receiving of that spirit, it brings about what? Power. Praise the Lord. So which means that in this last day that we live, we need the presence of that spirit. Praise the Lord. We need the presence of that spirit. We need what? The presence of that spirit. We need to commune with that spirit. Because the things that it is being torn against the church, we need to show the world that, you know what? We are powerful. We were created by God to reign here, praise the Lord. And we will not be brought under the power of what? Of anything, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we also know that this spirit is a powerful spirit, praise the Lord. It's not a spirit to toy with. Praise the Lord. If you read the Bible, right, you see countless times how people challenge that spirit and what happened to them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. But now let's see what God says to do. Let's go to Galatians 5, from verse 16 to 26. It's a lengthy reading, but it will definitely impact you today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Galatians 5 from verse 16 to 26. It says, let's read together. But I say, walk what? Habitually in the Holy Spirit all the time. Seek him and be responsive to what? To his guidance, because he's our teacher. Praise the Lord. Then you certainly not carry what? The desire of your sinful nature. The Bible tells us, you know what? The flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against what? The flesh. Praise the Lord. So you have to have a counselor, a teacher, a leader that is leading you in the way of righteousness. Praise the Lord. Constantly remind you of who you are. Constantly remind you that you were bought with a price. Constantly remind you that, you know what? You are created in God's image. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you're hearing something negative for a long time, you begin to believe it. Praise the Lord. But it's the same thing for a positive thing. If you start hearing that you're created in God's image, praise the Lord, you shall be the head and not the tail. Praise the Lord. I've made you an overcomer. All these things, what do they do? They build your faith. Praise the Lord. And now you begin to stand tall against the scheme and the lie of the devil. And then you begin to develop self-concept. Praise the Lord. And then you can speak to that mountain. That mountain will move. Praise the Lord. That's how it works. Let's keep reading. It says that we will not carry the desire of our sinful nature, which responds to what? Impulsively without regard for God and his precepts. That spirit keeps you in check. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. It says, for the sinful nature as what? As its own desire, it is opposed to the spirit, and the desire of the spirit opposed the sinful nature. For these two, they are what? Always in conflict. Praise the Lord. Direct opposition to each other, continually in conflict, so that you as believer do not always do whatever good things you want to do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Keep going. But if you are guided and led by the spirit, you are not subject to the law. You see that? The law has its own agenda to fulfill. But the Spirit, this Holy Spirit also has its own agenda. Praise the Lord. I say when you walk with that Spirit, you're united to that Spirit, then the agenda of that Spirit now becomes your agenda. Praise the Lord. Which is to do what? To keep you in fellowship, to keep you in the presence of God, right? And to keep you remembering who Christ created you to be in Christ Jesus. That's the benefit. Praise the Lord. Amen. But in that same verse, right, we begin to see that now the practice of the sinful nature are clearly evident, right? And it lists all these things. Lack of self-control. You see that? That's the opposite of what of the fruit of the Spirit. Because one of the fruit of the Spirit is what? Self-control. So which means that when you begin to fellowship with that Spirit, then you begin to produce what? Fruits. Those fruits you produce now helps you to build the character of God, praise the Lord, because you are created in his image, praise the Lord. Amen. That's why the Bible says, put on the new man, what? Created in what? In whose image? God's image. So you can be the person that God has called you to be. Let's go to John 6:63. John 6:63. Let's read together. It says, it is the Spirit who gives what? Life. Because Jesus says, I came so that you may have what? Life. And you know what? And we said that, you know what? The Father, the Son, and the Spirit, they are what? One. It says that it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh conveys no benefit. It is of no account. The words I have spoken to you, they are what? Spirit and life, providing also what? Eternal life. That's what Pastor was talking about on Thursday when he came up here. He says that you have to deal with this flesh. Praise the Lord. But to deal with this flesh, you need that helper, praise the Lord, that keep reminding you of the word of truth. We know the song that says, for the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. You remember? You do know that song? Yeah. That's what the voice of truth tells you. That's the voice of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we also talked about how that spirit, what it does to you, what it does to your mind, right? What it does to your heart, right? It reminds you all these new things that has been done for you. I'm going to go through these verses real quick because there's a part that I want to get to. Let's go to Ezekiel 36, 26. Ezekiel 36, 26. This is what, you know what God said. This is what happened through salvation. It says, moreover, what will he do? I'll give you what? A new heart, and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh, which means that the heart that couldn't respond to God has been removed. Praise the Lord. That's what that spirit reminds you of, that you've been made new, that now you've been given a new heart. Praise the Lord. Now let's go to Romans 12, 2. To see what also happened to your mind. Romans 12, 2. And do not what? Be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and custom, but be transformed and progressively changed. Praise the Lord. Progressively what? Change. It's a process. It's a process to progressively change as you what? Mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind. For those of you that, I'll take a sport analogy. No basketball player becomes proficient and play at a high level without them going to the gym and practice. Praise the Lord. They practice that shot, what? 1,000 times. But how do you practice? How do you put your faith in action? Praise the Lord. You do it by what? Coming, being part of the fellowship, but also meditating on this word, what? Day and night. Praise the Lord. Because that's what God told us. It says, Joshua says that, we should not what? We should meditate on this word, what? Day and night. He says, do not let it depart from your mouth. Let's keep going. It says that by doing so, by focusing on godly values. Can you go back, please? It says we keep ourselves in check by focusing on godly values and ethical attitude. Godly values is what? It's his word. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that you may prove to yourself what the will of God is, so that which is good and acceptable and perfect and is plain and purpose for you. Because Jeremiah 29:11 says that what? For I know what? The plan that I have for you. The Holy Spirit, as we say, it keeps you walking in the will of God. It keeps you what? Walking in the will of God. Praise the Lord. Now let's go to Ephesians 4:24. Ephesians 4:24. It says what? What must we do? Put on the new self. That's what that spirit is telling you to do. The regenerated and renewed nature, created in whose image again? God's image, God's light, in the righteousness and holiness of the truth, living a way that what? That expresses your gratitude for your salvation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, I want to take us somewhere. Something that God opened my eyes to when it comes to fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. Remember I said in the beginning that we're seated, right, at the right hand of who? Of God. What are we doing there? Praise the Lord. That's the question I ask myself. What am I doing? What? There. I'm there for a reason. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is no longer I that live, but who lives in me? Christ. But you know what Christ says in Matthew? It says the kingdom of heaven has what? Arrived. Praise the Lord. But now, if we go to Philippians 3:20, what does it say? Philippians 3:20. Who are we? We are what? Different because of where? Of what? Citizenship in heaven. Praise the Lord. If from there we eagerly await the coming of who? Of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not citizen of just the U.S., praise the Lord. But we are also citizen of heaven, praise the Lord. That is why we are seated at the right hand of Jesus, praise the Lord. The kingdom of God, what? Has what? Has arrived. So which means that who is supposed to be reigning on earth? Who is supposed to be reigning on earth? Okay, now, how are we supposed to reign on earth? What happened to us when we received the Holy Spirit? Power, praise the Lord. But when we pray, we say that, you know what? Our Father that is in heaven, what? Hallowed be thy name, what? Thy king, what? Thy kingdom, what? Come. That will, what? That's why whatever we bound here, what? Is bound, right? Whatever we, what? Okay, why? Because we have power, praise the Lord. We have what? Power. We have what? Power. You need to know that. You need to know that. That's why you're able to reign here, praise the Lord. There's no other entity, no other spirit that can reign here except us, praise the Lord. Why? Because we are citizens of heaven. Praise the Lord. We are citizens of where? Of heaven. So which means that the authoritative body now that is governing is who? Is us. But do you know that if we neglect the Spirit, the same place that you're supposed to reign, you become a slave to? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why I said that Spirit, it helps you identify your position in Christ. To know that you are a government official, praise the Lord, operating here on earth, right? Telling when to come, telling when to go, operating in complete power. That's who we are. That's how you become engaged. It's not a front. You fellowship it. We fellowship with that Spirit long enough. That Spirit will place you in the purpose of God. Sooner or later, you'll begin to know the plan that God has for you. Praise the Lord. And you'll walk in power. You'll walk in miracle. You'll live a life of favor because you know who you are. That's what that song is saying. Being a citizen of who? Of heaven. Praise the Lord. That's the reality of fellowshipping with that Spirit. That's what happens to you. You begin to walk in what? Complete power. Now, the question I want to ask you is that, do you know that if you're a government official, you automatically have power? But what does the Bible say about us? It says that we are ambassadors, what? Of heaven. If you're an ambassador of a country, you cannot, if you're appointed by the powers that be in that country, you cannot be doing the bidding of another country. Praise the Lord. They will call you to be a rogue ambassador. Praise the Lord. And they'll soon cut off, you know what, relationship with you because you're not there to do the bidding of who? Of that country that appointed you. But what did Jesus say? Jesus says, I am faithful to the one that what? That has appointed me, praise the Lord. Following that Spirit is you being faithful to the Lord that has given you this new life, praise the Lord. He has given you power, praise the Lord. The ability to reign here on earth as his representative, praise the Lord. That's why when you understand this truth, then you know what? The reality of the Great Commission. What is the Great Commission? Matthew, what? 28, verse 18 to 20. What does it say? Go, what? And what must we do? What? And then what else? Baptize people in the name of what? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Why? Because we have an assignment. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But that's what that Holy Spirit begins to teach to you. Any one of us that is here, we've all been given that assignment.
We've all been given that assignment. Praise the Lord. In understanding that assignment, it comes to what? By you, what? Communing with that spirit. You begin to know who you really are. That, you know what? Your life is not a waste. You're here for a purpose to establish the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. So we can reign here. Because if you look at the world today, there are things that in the Bible that are called to be abomination, right? But yet they are being legalized here, right? Where is the voice of the church? Praise the Lord. Where is the power of God? Praise the Lord. Where is the power of the Holy Spirit? That's why if we do not stand up, we will become slaves, right? In the very same place that God told us that we must reign. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And do you know what happened? That's when you become a disengaged citizen. Praise the Lord. A disengaged citizen is a citizen that is part of a country that, you know what, they don't fulfill anything in that country. Praise the Lord. People tell them to go left, they go left. That's the law. People tell them to go right, that's the law. Praise the Lord. What happens to, you know what? What happens to the kingdom of God that has arrived? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What happens to us reigning here in Christ? What is that Holy Spirit? It's, you know what? That Holy Spirit, it means power. Praise the Lord. It makes us identifiable. That's why we are different, praise the Lord. Full of the power of God, praise the Lord. Fully equipped to go into the world. When it says go into the world, it means that wherever I am, I bring the power of God, praise the Lord. Wherever I am, the Holy Spirit is present, praise the Lord. Wherever I am, there is power. Wherever I am, there is no sickness, praise the Lord. Wherever I am, there is no bondage. There is no barrenness, nothing. Because I'm a government official appointed by the Holy Spirit to do the Holy Spirit bidding as an engaged citizen. That's who we are. That's who we are. We walk in power. We walk in miracle. We live a life of favor because we know who we are, created in God's image to flourish, to prosper, to lay hands on your neighbor, and to declare the word of God. Praise the Lord. That's why we were created. I was preparing for Sunday like 2 months ago, and the Lord was teaching me about mommy. He says mommy is an engaged citizen. You know what I'm talking about. He says she's so into what? You know, like evangelism, praise the Lord. But that's the life of an engaged citizen, praise the Lord. That's the life of what? Of an engaged citizen. An engaged citizen, you're about your daddy's business, praise the Lord. You're not bothered about what's happening here. The Bible says set your minds on what? On things above, praise the Lord. Things that bring life. We're so bothered about the things we lose, the money we lose, the friendship we lose. Try losing your soul. You'll be finished forever, praise the Lord. This life that we're given is a gift, praise the Lord. So we can walk in line with the Holy Spirit, walk in the purpose of God, so that you can, 2 years from now, the Lord can say, you know what? It's time for you to stop working for people. It's time for you to open your business. But that happens when you work in the purpose of God, praise the Lord. Because that's what the Holy Spirit is there to do, to teach you of the things that you don't know. Because that Spirit says, I have a plan for you, praise the Lord. Plan to prosper you, praise the Lord. Plans to give you what? A future, praise the Lord. So you are not struggling. So you are entering the rest of God, praise the Lord. So you can walk from carnality to spirituality, praise the Lord. So you can know what? That, you know what? You bring nothing to this. It's not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wherever you go, it says that you'll what? Prosper. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People must see you and know that the power of God is with you. And you should have an agenda. Your agenda for this year is to lead people to the word, to God. Praise the Lord. To lead people back into the presence of God. Praise the Lord. That's why He told us to go into the world. Into the world, it means that wherever you work, government, wherever, lead people back what? Into His presence. Because they desperately need Him, praise the Lord. Wherever there is no order, since you are under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you bring order, praise the Lord. But these things, you don't learn them in one day. You learn them as you fellowship with that Spirit, praise the Lord. It begins to tell you who you are in Christ, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's how it works. That's how it works. Anytime any pastor, anyone that's ministering, talking about the work of God, the affairs of God, what that person is doing, they are simply giving you strategy to succeed in this life. Praise the Lord. That's all they're doing. giving you what? Divine strategies to succeed in this life. It is an insult for a human that was created by God's hand to be destroyed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. There's power in what? In the blood of Jesus. When you're under the counsel of that spirit, your friends will know. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You'll tell them. He says, I want to share this testimony. Because our friends, they're still thinking us till today about this. I shared it on Thursday. If you heard it, bear with me. Praise the Lord. There's still, you know what, if it's the word of God, there's always plenty to learn. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have these friends, very close friends to us. Out of nowhere, they decided that they wanted to move to Houston. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They wanted to move where? All right, because it's promising, future is bright. There's a lot of youngsters moving to Houston, you know, great. When they told us the news, me and my wife, we said, Houston? They said, yeah. We said, okay. And then the next question we asked them was, who told you to move to Houston? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because if you call God your Lord, right? If you call God your Lord, that means he owns your life, right? Right? Okay. So we asked them who told them. We know who told them, but they couldn't tell us who told them. Praise the Lord. We know that wasn't the voice of God. So we said, well, we don't agree with you guys. Just like that. You see, that Holy Spirit is, you know what, it's true authority. Praise the Lord. You tell your friend blatantly that I don't agree what with this because there's a superior spirit that knows the future. Praise the Lord. I said, we don't agree with this. And they say, well, you know, we pray with them. And then, you know what? It got to the point where they decided not to go to what? To Houston anymore. That died out. What happened in Houston 4 to 5 months later? What happened to Houston recently? Huh? Hurricane. The whole town, what? Underwater, right? What do you think would have happened to them? As new people, barely knowing where the municipalities are, knowing where FEMA is, none of that stuff. What would happen? They would have lost everything. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That it was the voice of the Holy Spirit, praise the Lord, that spoke. And they listened, praise the Lord. And that's why now till today they're thanking us. They say, wow, every time we think about our move to Houston, we realize that, you know what, we're glad that we didn't go, praise the Lord. That's why it's good to fellowship with that spirit. Because you'll know the future, praise the Lord. You'll know when to go left, praise the Lord. And you'll know when to go what? Right. That's what that spirit does. And that spirit keeps you active so that you can remain that engaged citizen. Praise the Lord. Given strategies, you know what? That will help you propel the kingdom of God further. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to read this last piece for you. And we find it in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 10 all the way to verse 16. And that's where we'll stop. Let's read together, all engaged. For God, what? Has unveiled to them and revealed to them through us, through the Holy Spirit, for the Spirit searches what? All things diligently, even sounding and measuring the profound depths of God, the divine counselor in things far beyond human understanding. Praise the Lord. That's what that spirit does. Praise the Lord. It helps you kick into a new gear. Praise the Lord. Where you fully activate it as the supernatural being that you are. Praise the Lord. Say, for that person knows what? The thoughts and motives of a man except the man's spirit within him. So also no one knows the thought of God except the spirit of God. Praise the Lord. Keep going. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Holy Spirit, who is from who? From God, so that we may know and understand the wonderful things freely given to us by God. Praise the Lord. Keep going. We also speak of these things, not in words taught or supplied by human wisdom. We bring nothing to the table, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining interpreting spiritual thoughts with spiritual words, for those being guided by the Holy Spirit. But the natural unbelieving man does not accept the teaching and revelations of the Spirit of God, for they are what? Foolishness, absurd, illogical to him, and he is what? Incapable of understanding them because they are spiritually discerned and appreciated, and he is unqualified to judge spiritual matters. Praise the Lord. Keep going. But the spiritual man, this is who we are. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It says we are what? We are spiritually mature Christian, judges what? All things, question, examine, and applies what the Holy Spirit reveals, yet himself judged by no one. The unbeliever cannot judge and understand the believer's spiritual nature. People will not understand why you do the things you do, why you move the way you move, because Philippians 3:20 told you already that you are what? Different. Different. Operating under a whole complete realm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As a government official. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What happened to the prodigal son when he realized that, you know what? Man, I really messed up. Where was he? Where was he before? Eating with what? With pigs. But what happened to him? His senses came back. Isn't that what the word said? He came back to his senses, realized that, no, I'm not supposed to be there. Praise the Lord. This is where I belong. Praise the Lord. Seated what? Far above principalities. Praise the Lord. At, you know what? At the right hand of Jesus. Praise the Lord. In complete authority. Praise the Lord. Ruling and reigning in Christ forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I pray that you got something today. I pray that you got something today. And I pray that this year that you continue to fellowship with the Holy Spirit so he can give you your agenda, praise the Lord, as a Christian. So you can have your agenda as who? As a Christian. You have to have an agenda. The people that managed to pass laws, all these laws, what did they do? They lobbied, they lobbied, they lobbied, they lobbied, until what was not supposed to be a law became a law, praise the Lord. But that's the same thing we'll do too. We'll speak, we'll pray, we'll proclaim, we'll plead the blood of Jesus everywhere so that, you know what, the kingdom of heaven, so with that we can really reign, praise the Lord. That's what we'll do. That's what we'll do. They challenge us, we challenge them back. They challenge us, we challenge them back. We know that, you know what, they do not have the power nor the capacity to compete with us, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because that power is under our feet, praise the Lord. We dealt with them, praise the Lord. We completely finished them off, demolished them. No power, absolutely. No power at all. We are the one reigning, praise the Lord. We are the one what? Reigning. Know who you are, praise the Lord. Well, I mean, you guys need to be committed to doing this. Really be committed to doing this. Forget about what, you know, where you are, where you're not, whatever. No. Just talk to that spirit. It says, Holy Spirit, guide me. Praise the Lord. Holy Spirit, what? Guide me. And make room. You make room. Make room. Keep making room. Don't look at your... No, listen. Just let that spirit operate. Praise the Lord. And you'll see the glory of God. Praise the Lord.